Senate Bill 88, an act to prohibit certain deceptive trade practices regarding prescription discount cards.
Senate Bill 88 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. Senate Bill 88 amends the Deceptive Trade Practice Act in our code. That's what the 3724-6 alludes to. This refers to instruments, cash cards, or other devices that are sold. There are very many of them. I have a folder if any of the members of the body want to check it out later. But it's creating a problem in that individuals that are purchasing these devices assume that they are automatically entitled to a number of different discounts. And this is brought to us by the pharmacists group, and it attempts to do two things. It doesn't ban the card at all, but it does insist that the card say clearly on it that it is not insurance. The other request is that if it advertises a discount for pharmaceuticals or prescription drugs, then in fact that there's a contract that backs it up. And the third is that they watch their misleading language, because some of these advertise maybe up to 40% off. And it puts the pharmacists, our local pharmacists, in a difficult situation. So it doesn't ban the cards. Section 2 is very explicit in that this bill does not in any way affect things like Sam's Club or any cash card for use in a specific store or business. I'd be happy to answer any questions, and I'd urge your support of the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Staggers.
Yes, I have a question of the sponsor.
State your question.
Yes. You mentioned in the bill that it says that these cards must have a contract with the pharmacist. Is that correct?
Senator Olson, do you choose to respond?
Yes, yes, Madam President. That's correct, Senator Staggers.
So consequently, if this bill would pass and become law, then if somebody would have one of these cards and then go to a pharmacy that does not have a contract, the pharmacy then would not be able to give any discounts.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. I think what it does, Senator Staggers, is it puts the pharmacist in a very difficult situation. They may or they may not, but I would say to you that the important thing is that, and I think we all agree, if you look at that code, that section of law talks about a number of different things, you know, that are considered deceptive and misleading. And so I personally believe that to say that you're going to get up to 40% off on your prescriptions and you walk into your local pharmacy and expect that pharmacist to do that is ridiculous. I think they should have an actual contract that will back it up, and that way the pharmacist is not put in jeopardy.
Senator Staggers, you have the floor.
Yeah, I guess I'm still not clear, but I think from what you're saying is that if you actually do have a card and you do go into a pharmacy that does not have a contract, that probably the pharmacist would not be allowed to give a discount because of this law?
Senator Olson.
Madam President. Okay, if I understand you correctly, you're saying if I do have a card and there is no contract and I go into the pharmacy, then is he required to give that discount? Is that what the question is?
I'm wondering if this law is going to prohibit that. Because you're talking about if you have the card, you have to have a contract. So I guess I would assume, now maybe I'm wrong, but that's the reason I'm asking the question. I guess I would assume that if you go in to a pharmacy with a card and there's no contract with that pharmacy, then the pharmacy cannot give a discount when
Senator
the card
Olson.
Is shown.
Madam President, I think if it's an individually owned pharmacist, he can do whatever he wants to do. You know, I guess this particular issue is that the people that get involved with these, and some of the fees are quite large. You know, you might have a $30 enrollment fee and a $10 or $12 a month fee, and saying, you know, that you could get up to, and you know, I mean, if you're asking me that, will it prevent the pharmacist from actually entering into a contract?
Senator Staggers, you still have the floor.
If they don't have a contract, will this bill prevent them from giving a discount? Because you mentioned earlier that these cards, they have to have a contract. And so consequently, if I do take a card in and there's no contract with the pharmacy, you know, will the pharmacist be able, on their own volition, their own choice, be able to give a discount? Because they don't have a contract.
Well, Senator Johnson.
I would assume that that they possibly could, but I'm not an expert in this type of law. But I think the overall intent of the act is to make sure that people or, you know, consumers don't expect to get something where there is nothing agreed to. I think that's the overall intent of the bill. You know, whether or not the you know, it prevents a contract, I really can't answer that.
Senator Staggers, you have the floor.
Well, I guess that when we heard this bill in committee, there were a lot of questions about whether this is a bill that's really needed. For example, in committee, there was a lot of talk about, you know, these people promoting cards say, hey, we'll give you up to 40% discount, we'll give you up to 50% discount. Well, I think all of us have heard these kind of claims before. We have TV advertisements saying if you go to a certain department store, there's a sale on, you can get up to 75% off. Well, we all realize that, you know, there might be some items in there that are 75% off, but in reality, probably most of the items are not. So taking a look at this bill is supposed to be getting rid of deceptive practices, but I hardly feel that that's really the case at all.
Further remarks? Senator Olson, you can respond.
Thank you very much. Well, I think that the nature of what the product we're talking about is does matter a great deal. We're talking about the fastest rising portion of our health care bill, which is prescription medication. So I think it's very important that that we not lose sight of what this bill is intending to do and confuse people, especially some of our seniors that think because they're on regular medications, that they're going to get a big shake when they're spending thousands of dollars a year for their medicine. So I'd urge your support of the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President?
Senator Reedy.
Thank you, Madam President. In the retail business, you can sell your merchandise for whatever you want to. And these cards that used to come around, we had students that, as a fundraiser, would come in and make an agreement with us that we, if they bought one key, we'd give them another key, and they'd put a coupon and go out and sell a coupon book. Those were legitimate sales. And anybody that's selling a card and promising a 40% discount or a 10% discount that hasn't made previous arrangements with the store that's going to accept that, they're committing fraud and should be arrested. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President?
Senator Staggers.
Senator Reedy, that was brought out in committee testimony that, you know, if we do have fraud being covered, these cards should be, the people that are promoting these cards should be prosecuted. But the thing is, we already have fraud laws. So I guess, once again, this bill is just really unnecessary.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 88. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa? Bogue? Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuey?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry? Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen? Hangey? Ham? Hutmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre? Moore?
Aye.
Munson? Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
No.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Bitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Senator Dennard?
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 27, nays 2, excused 6.
Senate Bill 88 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared.